Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponds to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Lama Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amadeif, and the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Hadafim Mishtei Aravos, Lulav Echad Ve'efeg Echad, Vafilu Shnaim Ketumim Oy Ve'echad Shein Ekotim. Rabbi Shmuel says that for the mitzvah of the four species, one should use three Hadafim, two Aravos, one Lulav and one Efeg, even if two of the Hadafim are cut and one is not cut. Rabbi Taufan Omer, Afilu Shloshtam Ketumim. Rabbi Taufan says it's valid even if all three are cut. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kashem Shel Lulav Echad Ve'efeg Echad, Kachadas Echad Ve'arava Achas. Rabbi Kiva says that just as one only takes one Lulav and one Efeg, one also takes only one Hadas and one Arava. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Dorash Pri Eitz Hadar Echad, Kapas Tumam Echad, Banef Eitz Aveis Gimel, Rabbi Nachal Shtayim, Ushtei Dalyes Achas She'ena Ketuma. The Gemara says that the Rishmor expounds as follows. The pre-eighth Hadar, which is an Esog, is one fruit. Kapos Tumam with the Lulav is one branch. Aleph Eitz Aveis, which is the Hadas, is three words and therefore three branches. Arve Nachal, which is the Aravis, is plural, which means two, and therefore it means two branches. Two Dalayos are valid as long as the third branch is not chopped. And here each year the orchard growers prune the large myrtle branches and the tops are chopped. These are called Dalayos. Rabbi Taufan Omer, Afilu Shloshtan Ketumin. Rabbi Taufan says even if all three are cut, it is valid. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Bai Kaimi Rabbi Imi, Kamada Rabbi Shmuel, Marbe Ba'adas, Yab B'Shar Kol Aminim. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Imi, just as Rabbi Shmuel required more Hadas branches because of the law of Hadar, the four species must be beautiful, so should he not require more of the other species? Amalei Mispa Atzava Al Rabbi Shmuel, Katam Hadar. Atanin Rabbi Taufan Omer, Afilu Shloshtan Ketumim. Leif Barnash Amar Afilu Ela Dahavim Moide Al Kadmisa. Rabbi Imi answered, do you think that Rabbi Shmuel requires Hadar? But we learnt earlier that Rabbi Taufan says that even if all three are cut, it's valid. No one would say even unless he is agreeing with what was said before. Rabbi Taufan certainly agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that there must be three Hadas branches, but he says that they can all be cut, and this shows that the reason for the requirement of three is not Hadar. Am Rabbi Chagai, Vai Kaimi Rabbi Yossi, Mai Bar Rabbi Taufan Lohitzev Al Dibre Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, if so, what is Rabbi Taufan adding to Rabbi Shmuel? If Rabbi Shmuel, who says that cut is still Hadar, allows some branches to be cut and some not, even though the contrast is very much apparent, certainly he will allow all three to be cut, where there is no contrast between the branches. Am Alei Rabbi Shmuel, should say, Loi Sava Kotem Hadar, Rabbi Taufan Sava Kotem Hadar. Rabbi Yossi answered that Rabbi Shmuel holds that cut is not Hadar, and Rabbi Taufan holds that it is Hadar, and the fact that Rabbi Shmuel allows two to be cut is learned from a pasuk in the Torah. Rabbi Yossi Katzalik Lahacha Chamsun Mevachrin Hadasa. Rabbi Yossi, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw people choosing Hadasim for their lulavs. Ama Lama B'nei Ma'arovim Mevachrin Hadasa L'shmiya Dama Simon B'shem B'shur Ben Levi Vashe Yeshmiu B'Aviru Kol B'chol Arihem V'Goyme. He said, why are the people of Eretz Yisrael choosing their Hadasim so carefully? Did they not hear that Rabbi Shimon quoted Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Levi, as saying the pasuk in Nechemiah Ches Pasuk Tezvav, that they should make heard and announce in all of their towns, saying, go out to the mountains and bring olive leaves and pine leaves, myrtle leaves, date leaves, and eighth harvest leaves to build sukkahs, as is written. Lehi hadas lehi eighth harvest, armat, myrtle leaves not the same as eighth harvest leaves. El hadas le sukkah, eighth harvest le lulavada, hadas is used for building a sukkah, and eighth harvest for the lulav. Rabbi Zeru have a takala. Rabbi Zeru would tie his lulav and then insert the hadas branches, as he wasn't concerned for the problem of tasa velomina asi. Alternatively, at the time of the shofar blowing, he would announce that the people should be careful to buy three hadas branches for their lulavs. Ha'isa lulav la'atzmoy, oime brocha sheker lishon b'mitzvoysa v'tzion la'asus lulav. One who binds lulav for himself on Erev Sukkos recites the brocha, blessed that you Hashem, who sanctified us through his mitzvahs and commanded us to bind the lulav. La'ach la'asus lulav l'shmoy. If he binds it for someone else, he should say, to bind the lulav for its sake. When he takes it to use it, he recites the blessing of Shem who commanded us about taking a lulav. This palo by Oymed, Boch Shechayanu, Bikiran Vigan Lazman Azeh. When he prays with it, he should recite the blessing, blessed Hashem, etc., who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this time. Mavarachalav Kol Shashu Nightly. He recites the Boch of the Lulav every day that he takes it. Kesem Mavarachem on their Hanukkah. What's the correct blessings over the Hanukkah candles? Rav Amar Boch Hashem Hashem Soisa Vitsivano Al Mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah. From to Rav, it says, he blessed Hashem, etc., and commanded us about the mitzvah of lighting the Hanukkah candles. Hakol Moedim V'Yom Tov Harishon Shu Oimer Anatiras Lulav. All agree in a dispute that we're about to see that on the first day, the one recites the bracha about taking a lulav. Ma Pligin B'Shakol Ayom, where they disagree over the rest of the days. Rav Yochanan Omer Anatiras Lulav. Rav Yochanan says that one recites the bracha about taking a lulav. Rav Shimon ben Levi Omer Al Mitzvah Zakenim. The Shimon ben Levi says that one recites about the mitzvahs of the Zakenim, as it was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and his contemporaries who enacted taking the four species throughout Sukkot. Ma Amar Rav B'Lulav. What does Rav say about the blessing on the lulav on the rest of the days? Ma Im Chanukah Shi Divrayim Hu Oimer Al Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Lulav Shu Dvar Torah L'Kol Shekein. The answer is, if on Chanukah, which is rabbinic, he recites the blessing about the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candles,
which on the first day and all the 7 days in the temple is a mitzvah of the Torah, certainly one should recite about taking a lulav. On the Rishu ben Levi, b'Chanukah, what does Rishu ben Levi say about the blessings on the Chanukah candles? Ma im lulav shehi dvar Torah oimer al mitzvah zakenim, Chanukah shehi medivrayim l'kol shekein. If upon a lulav, which on the first day is a mitzvah of the Torah, he still recites the phrase about the mitzvahs of the sages and the rest of the days of the time, then on Chanukah, which is rabbinic, you should certainly recite about the mitzvahs of the sages. Our only remaining question is what Yerucham would say about the blessing made over the Chanukah candles. He disagreed with the Shimon Levi with Lulav and held that on the other days on Sukkot he recites about taking a Lulav. Perhaps that's only because its source is in the Torah, but on Chanukah, Yerucham would agree that Shimon Levi agreed to Rishu ben Levi that he recites about the mitzvah of the sages. I'm going to leave this question unanswered. Chia Bereid Rav Mevach HaKol Pam V'Pam. Chia, the son of Rav, said that he must recite the blessing about taking a lulav every day of Sukkos. Rav Chuna, Lam Mevach El Pam Achas V'Yot, about Achas V'Vad. Rav Chuna said that he recites about taking a lulav only on the first day. And Rav Chuna, B'Shem Rav Yosef, Tam Mid Rav Chuna, Demai Medivrayim, Shaq Yomim Medivrayim, Madamayim Vochim Alav Alav Af Shaq Yomim Ein Vochim Alav. The reason of Rav is, Rav Chuna is that Rav Chuna quoted Rav Yosef saying that Demai is rabbinic and taking Lulav on the other days of Sukkos is rabbinic. Just as one does not recite a blessing on separating Maasas from Demai, so one does not recite a blessing on the Lulav on the other days.